Well, we have a song here that I learned several years ago up in Alaska. I don't know how many of you have been up that far. This was actually as far as you can go in the known world on this continent. It's Barrow, Alaska, northernmost town in the hemisphere, I guess, and coincidentally the oldest as well, the oldest inhabited place. And at that point we learned that a town is not necessarily a given group of structures that stays in one place for a long period of time. It's home, as in home is where the heart is to the people that live there. And in fact, it looked like one of the newest towns that I'd ever seen, because prefab buildings were going up left and right like ugly big metal mushrooms, and yet the town was 5,000 years old. So anyway, we met this a very interesting fellow named Craig George, who is a marine biologist or something up there, and also a sometime musician as well, plays in local bars or something. And his mother, Jean Craighead George, was known to us as the writer of a children's book called Julie of the Wolves. It was familiar to Karen anyway.
Yeah, the song speaks about not the kind of hunting that you need to do to survive, to feed your family, but the kind of killing that wastes anything that moves. Julie was kept alive by the wolves. At the very end of the song, I'll speak a word that comes from the North Call, which means peace. The word is Devra. The northern lights are shining for Julie and the wolves. The buntings are winging to make it all come true. Now the wolves are leaving town to run the caribou. They run them off towards the wide horizon. There was a time when in old Barrow Town she stayed. She sewed her native garments here all for the tourist trade. And she could hear the lonesome song the tundra landscape made. And she could see the wide horizon. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, it's true I know that you are the lucky one. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, you must go and find your morning sun. Julie saw the white men come, they always bring their guns. And some will kill for money, and others just for fun. And in Julie's way, she thought she knew where they were from. Somewhere. So when the time was right, she set out upon the land without much in her belly and just a vision for a plan. And with the very elements, she vowed to make a stand. Then she walked out toward the wide horizon. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, it's true I know that you are the lucky one. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, you must go and find your morning sun. And now the seals are scarce, and the whales are almost gone. There's nobody left here to tell us what went wrong. And now the wandering Eskimos will sing a different song and watch the change upon the wide horizon. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, it's true I know that you are the lucky one. Oh, Julie of the Wolves, you must go and find your morning sun.
I'll actually do a couple of songs that I made myself. The first one has to do very much with what we're all about here at Augusta, I think, in some oblique way or other. Anyway, it's called I'm Going Back to School. And in fact, maybe it has to do with your other life. I remember the first fiddle and dance camp I ever went to at the end of the week. We were just exhausted of having so much fun. And one of the folks that ran it was sitting there looking just totally sated, like he was going to float away. And then he heaved a big sigh and said, well, it's time to leave the real world. I always think of that. Anyway, this is for everybody that either wishes they were going back to school in order to escape the pressures of the real world, or is doing that, or kind of wishes even more remotely that they were able to go back to school, you know, S backwards, K-O-O-L, school, way back there, and sit in those little desks and polish apples and all that sort of thing. Somewhere right in between here was the inspiration for this song. And it has a chorus, I'm going back to school to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I combed my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Those old school bells ringing, I hear them every fall. And the kid in me can't figure out how I ever grew up at all. For there's a lightness in my limbs and a tear comes to my eye. And I feel the clock turn back again when the school bus passes by. I'm going back to school to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Blackboard and those old familiar sums. The old teeter-totters with the paint worn off by a thousand wiggly bums. The fountain in the hallway where the water went up your nose. Hot lunches on a winter's day, I sure remember those. I'm going back to school to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again those old school days. Those easy chores of childhood, where did I lay them down? I cannot ask my teacher now or check the lost and found. These grown-up games I need not play, the past I need return. when all my questions could be answered and my lessons quickly learned. Yeah, I'm going back to school to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again, those old school days. Let's say it again. I'm going back to school to my little desk and chair, right up front where the teacher can see how nice I comb my hair. This time I'll do my homework, this time I'll get all A's. I've got a yen to live again, those old school days. Yet I've got a yen to live again, those old school days. I'm going to have some friends come out. Karen's one of them. And Tina Liza Jones is another, an old friend of Augusta. And Gray Larson is another one. And we'd like to do a song that that I put on a record several years back. The record's called Poor Man's Dream, and the song's called Shacks and Chalets. And I was thinking of this country here when I wrote that. Focused as the song is on kind of the bad side of what goes on around here, I had good feelings about some of the folks around here that make music and continue to do great things like the Augusta Heritage Workshop and so forth. And I think all those feelings are always in there every time I sing it, and probably every time I hear other folks sing it too. Across the Blue Ridge Mountains, there's a country green and fair. The roads are high and winding, and there's dogwood on the air. I've a longing to see them mountains, but I think I've had my fill of the shacks along the riverbank and the chalets on the hill. For it's in that same steep country that they mine the shiny coal. That's the coal that we burn up north to break the winter's hole. And all those folks who dig and those who don't, well, they all must either dwell in the shacks along the riverbank or the chalets on the hill. When it's springtime, there's a stirring in the soul, but it also brings the floods it's caused by stripping of the coal. And the shacks along the river must obey the water's will. You can watch them floating down the stream from the chalets on the hill. I guess it's wrong to even notice when you're only passing through. If the folks down there accept things, I guess that I should too. But still, I kind of wish I'd been there when that land was wild and still, when the rich man's creek could buy the deed to the chalets on the hill. And some folks say it's human nature, others say it's just our lot. Poor folk at the bottom and the rich folk at the top. But do you think someday it all will change? Will those people have their will? Will there be no shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill? No more shacks along the riverbank, no chalets on the hill. Thanks very much. Thank you. An original cast recording there.
One of the things that Pete and I like to do when we get the chance is to play Scandinavian music. There hadn't been much of that heard around here this week yet, but there's still time. We especially would like to play this because we've all become friends with a woman from Sweden who's here this week, Marianne. So I hope she enjoys these tunes. The first is a Schottisch, and the second, I think, is a Polska. Don't know the name of either one.
Nope.
Sorry to say.
This fellow didn't get a proper introduction, by the way. This is my friend Gray Larson from Bloomington.
Yeah, Bloomington.
Hi, you.
Hi, you.
Teaching people this week about playing the Irish flute and the Irish penny whistle, and learning a lot about it at the same time. It's been a great week for me. This instrument, the penny whistle, is a very humble instrument. It costs about the same it would cost to take a friend out to dinner. But it's also a humbling instrument, as some of you have learned. I'd like to play a little something for you. The first tune is a slow air called The Mountain Streams Where the Moorcocks Crow, and then I'll do a couple of jigs, The Lark on the Strand and The Rose and the Heather.
you.
Thanks very much. I'd like to ask a good friend of mine to come out now, my old buddy Kevin Burke.
My great-grandfather, he fished off the coast of New Brunswick, way up in Canada with his brothers and several others. He moved down to Boston and never looked back. They started a saddle shop and made harness until the automobile killed the market. He signed with the San Antonio Railroad and clear down to Texas. He tended their tracks. And I am his seed, so I take heed. I am his seed, and so I take heed of the way that he worked till his knuckles would bleed. My great-grandmother, she came from the Emerald Isle, County of Galway, crossed the wide ocean, found tender devotion for her three young daughters and husband so dear. He died young, and she followed after a genuine, true-life Irish washwoman, worked to death. With her last breath, she blessed the three girls that she left on their own. And I am her seed, and so I take heed. I am her seed, and so I take heed of the way that she worked till her knuckles would bleed. My dear grandfather, he worked in the Dorchester yards and loading the boxcars. His brightest scullery made in the fancy hotels for the privileged trade. On Saturday nights, she'd play the piano and sing sentimental songs about Ireland. Send my dad out to get whiskey and call on the neighbors to come for a tune. Oh, I am their seed, and so I take heed. Yet I am their seed, and so I take heed of the way that they work till their knuckles would bleed. My own dear father decided to try it out west in Indianapolis. We were poor, but you can be sure that his fireman's wages gave us our meals. With great foresight, he studied at night and made a career in electronic engineer. And my mother is now into real estate with her own office and answer machine. And I am their seed, so I take heed. I am their seed, and so I take heed of the way that they work till their knuckles would bleed. And now my wife's expecting a baby, and we'll have another one or two maybe. I wonder if they will ever know how their ancestors lived by the sweat of their brow. They worked 6 days and sang on the seventh. I sing for 10 days and rest the 11th. They couldn't do better, I could do worse than walking in moonlight composing a verse. For I am their seed, and so I take heed. Yes, I am their seed, and so I take heed of the way that they work till their knuckles would bleed.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.